96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, that's CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at carearc.org.
KVUE News Time is 8:25. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Aaron Blocker of LEAP is our Newsmaker 2 guest here this morning.
Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. How are things on your side? What you working on today?
Oh, gosh. What am I working on? Getting ready for exercise class. We've got LEAP exercise class in about half an hour over at Emporia Fitness. So working on that workout and finished up a research session with an awesome undergrad student this morning.
Outstanding. And we brought Aaron in because there's a special film that's going to be showing at the Granada Theater next week on Tuesday. It's simply called Why. And
right.
The way it sounds, this does deal with specifically early onset Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah, so this is specific to early stages. So not necessarily like early onset, like, you know, people getting it really young. But those early stages of dementia, and not just Alzheimer's, but all dementia, and kind of, you know, answering a lot of the questions, the whys, right? Like, why is this happening? What is causing this? What should I expect? And it's just a really, really well done film, that's produced by the KU Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, which is our, nationally designated Alzheimer's Disease Research Center here in our region. And it's been shown a couple other places up in the Kansas City area and has been so well received. They're literally having to kick people out after a couple hours because the discussion following is just so good. So we're really excited that we get to show this in Emporia.
Well, when is it going to be shown and where, Aaron?
Yeah, so we are hosting the showing at the Granada Theater downtown. Worked with them, and they were wonderful to work with. And then we had some fabulous sponsors, individuals and local businesses come forward and say, we'll make this happen. So this is completely free to everyone. We can pack people in there, no tickets required. So everybody can come. It's free. It is Wednesday, so this next Wednesday, August 9th at 6:30 p.m.
What can people expect to see with why? How is it, I guess, laid out here to start that conversations that apparently have been pretty thick and heavy elsewhere?
Right. So kind of it's sort of a documentary style film, and it's about 45 minutes long, and then there'll be facilitated discussion following as well. So we'll have some Alzheimer's Disease Center staff there to kind of answer questions and talk through some of this stuff and, yeah, so it's been really good. And actually, one of the gentlemen that's in the film is from one of the small communities surrounding Emporia. So he was really excited to be able to see this being shown here in Emporia in Lyon County.
Yeah, coming up next Wednesday, the 9th of August, 6:30 p.m., absolutely free. LEAP, that's Lifestyle Empowerment for Alzheimer's Prevention. In case people didn't know, Aaron's been with the LEAP program for a number of years, and it seems like you're pretty active with it still here this year, huh?
Yes, we have all kinds of things planned. We've got lots of fun stuff coming up for families, for older adults, all of the what we call the worried well. So individuals who are healthy, they are cognitively normal, but they don't want to see this disease impact them or their family. So we've got a lot of programs coming up this academic year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what you do have coming up. I want to talk about the Comet study, which we've had you on a few times now or earlier this year, but I want to talk about that in just a little bit. But what else do you have coming up here short term here for folks through LEAP?
Right. So we have, gosh, for the past 3 years, we've been doing our family community events once a month. We are meeting in early September or end of August, I believe, to kind of talk about revamping some of those, because we've been at it for 3 years and we're at a point where we think, okay, we need to mix it up a little bit. make some changes. We want to impact as many families as we can, because we know that behavior change starts really young. You know, it's one thing to tell a person who is already 65, 70 years old, you need to eat healthier, you need to be more active, and here's the tools to do so. But it's even more powerful if we can teach people in their 20s and 30s when they're raising their families to do some of those things, to instill those behaviors in their young children. So we will have programs for the families coming up in the fall, winter, and spring again. I have, I've gotten a graduate assistant for LEAP and an intern. ESU has a really cool new micro-internship program where they're trying to line up students across campus with programs and projects. And so we will have a lot more online content coming out because we have extra people, extra help working on those things. So that's already always really helpful for me. So definitely be watching our Facebook page because we'll have a lot of weekly content coming out starting in the fall. So we'll have that. There is a fabulous, and the name is leaving me right now, but Spanish Speakers of Emporia has a cool health-focused event coming up here September 24th, which is a Sunday, and so LEAP will be there. We'll have an interactive station there. So lots of things coming up. And then I'm always open for speaking engagement, so I am always available to come to groups, however small or large, and talk to people about brain health and exercise and nutrition and all those healthy lifestyle behaviors.
All right, and the Comet study. I know we don't have a ton of time left, but this is something that's been exciting. And what are the early returns on at least the participation side of things from that?
Right. So, things are looking really, really good. Recruitment's been going great in the Emporia area, so much to the point where they've told me, okay, hold off for a second. Now we need to get these people through. So we have a good chunk of people that are going to be actually starting their baseline assessments, and then they'll be starting their year of exercise training here in the next couple months. So anytime you do research studies, especially NIH-funded research, there are just a lot of details and a lot of red tape to work through. And so it's been a long process, but we are finally to the point where we're really ready to go. So that's going to be really exciting to get that first cohort of participants in Emporia through. And Emporia Fitness is our research site, as you all know. So we're excited. We've got them all ready to go. The trainers they've been chomping at the bit for some months now, so they're ready to get started with our participants. It'll be really fun.
Sounds good. Well, in case people want more information about the film specifically, but also LEAP's work, how do they get that?
Yeah, so one of the best ways is to go to Facebook and get on our Facebook page. So it's just LEAP at ESU, and that LEAP does have a little exclamation point after it. But they can also they can email me anytime. So eblocker@emporia.edu, and I can always answer questions via email or connect with people via phone after we kind of start that email process.
Good things happening as always through the LEAP program. Erin, always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Erin.
You too. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Yeah, Erin Blocker, LEAP program. And that movie's coming up again Wednesday at the Granada Theater, 6:30 p.m. Absolutely free. Why?
Yeah, well, it's a great service, and timely as always when it comes to the early stages of Alzheimer's. Want to let you know too that tomorrow, 8 o'clock hour is typically busy. Alexa Dawson will join us to talk about Sunday's Goodway Gardens concert. That'll be right after our newscast around 8:15 to 8:20. What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton follows, and then we get our final corporate challenge update with Rec Commission Wellness Supervisor Erin Hammond, all in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Our Newsmaker too, brought to you this morning by CareArc Healthcare. Without the headache, CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. It is 8:33. Good morning.
We're winding down the summer at the Jones Aquatic Center. Our last day will be Sunday, August 13th, and we invite you to our final fiesta from 1 to 3 p.m. Admission is free, and select concessions will be half price. At 3:30 p.m., the pool goes to the dogs for our annual Pooch Plunge. Small dogs swim at 3:30, and large dogs swim at 4:30. Please review our pooch policies online at emporiarec.org. The fee is $4 per dog. Thanks for a great summer at the Jones Aquatic Center. See you next year.
The 37th annual Flint Hills Beef Fest is August 18th through the 20th. Friday, enjoy the ranch feed at the Boyer Building and the ranch rodeo inside the arena. Saturday's activities at the Lyon County Fairgrounds include cornhole tournament at 9, free hamburger feed starting at 11, an awards banquet, steak dinner with entertainment provided by comedian Tim Moffitt, and then a dance featuring the Steve Kyle Band. Tickets for Saturday evening are $40 and must be purchased in advance. Get them at Emporia Vet Hospital or Frontier Farm Credit. For complete